It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
So I'm wondering if we can actually use like the infamous dun 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 or copyright infringement. Probably copyright since Disney owns it. Don't you think?
You know what? They blasted that what was this, church or school or something for showing one of their Disney movies?
Like Lion
movies?
King?
Yeah.
Yeah, for like,
and they were like,
the kids.
Cease and desist. And then immediately we're like, oh, bad PR. Here,
yeah.
Let us donate to the cause.
Right. But everybody.
So I think we're good.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I have it in there. You don't have to do that.
Okay. Happy May the 4th.
Yes.
Star Wars Day. This is Josh.
Christmas part two.
Yeah. It's Josh's Christmas.
It is.
So when I awoke this morning. And I was doing the old, okay, checking work emails, going through social media, seeing what the day is going to bring us. What's the weather like? What outfit am I going to wear? You'll be proud of me because last night I did think, tomorrow's May 4th, Star Wars. I need to lay out a Star Wars themed shirt.
Thank you.
So I am wearing
Good
a Baby Yoda t-shirt.
The child.
I'm here to see the child.
DNA tests have not proven that Yoda is the father.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I go in and I was like, oh, Lord. And I look at this long diatribe to the man who doesn't post too much on social media. But you would have thought it was like his Mother's Day dedication. You better
Absolutely.
Put as much effort and thought into what you're doing for Patty on Sunday as you did for today.
No.
I mean, it was magical. It was mythical.
It was.
Your dedication to Star Wars.
But I had I had so much fun when we were in Disney. And I obviously big Star Wars fan. So to be able to go to Galaxy's Edge was like,
You're right.
So to get to that point, yeah, this was kind of big for me.
And you saved the shirt you're wearing today for today.
Yes, I bought this back in January and I refused to wear it until today. I was like, this is going to be the shirt for
the
day.
So it's been hanging there with the tags on it? You're like, just...
No. I wash everything before I wear it anyway, so it's been washed. Always wash clothes before you wear them.
Do you?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is a discussion for another podcast, because sometimes the old song...
The weird quirks that we have?
Yeah, because sometimes... What is that old song? A Story of a Girl. Remember the song? This is a story of the girl.
Yes.
And he's like, your clothes never wear as well the next day. And I'm like, you're right. You're right.
That's right. They're looser and more comfortable.
No, because it's like, I buy a shirt, looks good day one. Day two, I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily have to worry about my shirts looking good as long as I find them funny or other people do. Secondly, I don't care what other people think.
This is the story of a nerd who was obsessed with Star Wars. And we're here doing our podcast so we can see how much he's obsessed.
Obsessed is a stretch.
I don't know. If you're friends with him on Facebook, you tell me. Let's go ahead. So, in honor of this, I was trying to... You wanted to do a Star Wars theme, which I was like, that's very appropriate. We're both in Star Wars gear. And I thought it would be fun. I did a little research, if you will.
StarWars.com, I assume.
Of course it is StarWars.com. Nice. I mean...
Good call.
That's my research. Ooh, okay. There's a couple of them that'd be good, but I think the one, if I can get back to it, to test your knowledge, match the quote to the Star Wars villain.
Okay.
Is that the one we thought would be a good one for you to
sure.
do?
Sure.
Okay. Bah, 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 bah. So, let's get it started here.
Okay.
All right. This is Off-Air Flare. We are testing Josh's Star Wars knowledge because it is May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? May the 4th be with you, May the 5th be with tacos?
I saw that this morning, yeah.
Oh,
that was funny.
All right, here we go. I have waited a long time for this moment, my little green friend. Do you want the do you want the choices, or you want to just straight up nerd it out and just give me the name? Or maybe that's
I'm going to ask for choices if I feel like I need them.
Okay,
let's do that.
Okay.
The first one comes from Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Mm-hmm. It is Emperor Palpatine / Darth Sidious.
My God. It's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Episode 3, blah, 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 about minute 274.
No, I'm not that guy.
It was getting there. bring me Solo and the Wookiee. They will all suffer for this outrage.
Let's see. Solo and the Wookiee.
This podcast brought to you by water.
Yeah. I'm going to need the choices for that one. I feel like I should know that one. I'm going to be really upset.
All right. Bring me the Solo and the Wookiee. They will all suffer for this outrage. Boba Fett, Jabba the Hutt, Dryden Vos, is that right? Did I say it right? And then Lady Proxima? Mm, he's looking.
Oh, see, I'm afraid this one has come from the Solo movie that I have not seen because I'm not a big fan of that whole thing.
Well.
I'm gonna go with Jabba the Hutt.
Hey, you got it.
Cool.
Jabba the Hutt. You don't see my Jabba the Hutt impression. I'm glad
it's not deep enough. If you're gonna try again, go deeper.
But it's a visual.
That's more Chewbacca.
When I used to be bigger, when I was 80 pounds heavier, I did an excellent job of the hut, and this is how it was. Just sitting in my chair. No. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, my gosh.
All right, that's as good as it.
Wow.
I'm glad we don't have a camera on here.
We thought about doing Facebook Lives
during this. Oh, wait.
I mean.
Okay, anyway. If you're not with me, then you're my enemy.
That would be Anakin, again, from episode 3. Only a Sith deals in absolutes. That was Obi-Wan's response. What are the choices? So I make sure you choose the right one.
Probably Darth Vader, then.
Yes.
Oh, correct! Spoiler alert, Anakin Skywalker is Darth Vader, for all of you.
Really?
That cute little kid turns into... Okay. I've become more powerful than any Jedi. I actually might know this one.
Do you now?
No. I'm just going to sip on my water and act like I do.
I'll take the choices.
Maul? Count Dooku, is that?
Dooku.
Okay, Dooku. the Grand Inquisitor? And...
this is my favorite part of this whole...
Ventress? Ajaj?
That would be Count Dooku.
JJ. What's A-S-A-J-J? How do you pronounce that?
I don't know. I'm going to need
Ashesh.
To see it.
Ashesh. Ashesh. Ashesh.
This microphone in the way.
I'm sorry. A-S-A-J-J and then Ventress.
I would say Ahsaaj Ventress. Again, she's from the Clone Wars series that I haven't watched either.
Oh, the cartoon thing that we need to watch on Disney Plus? Okay, which did you say?
Dooku.
Dooku. Correct. Okay. I have no plans to kill you yet. Again, we are testing Josh's Star Wars knowledge with which villain
no plans to
said
kill
it.
You yet.
I have no plans to kill you yet. The choices? Okay. Grand Admiral Thrawn?
Mm-hmm.
Admiral Moti?
Okay.
Kylo Ren? The Seventh Sister?
That would be Kylo.
No! We'll have to wait till the end. I don't know. We'll have to wait. You may fire when ready.
I think that's... Tarkin, Grand Moff Tarkin, see on there?
Correct.
Yeah. That was from episode 4 when he fired at Alderaan the first time with the Death Star.
Oh,
bang.
I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Where one sees failure, others see opportunity. I make these sound like such like inspirational like posters. Where one sees failure, others
even though they're totally dark.
When it should be like, where one sees failure, others see opportunity. Okay, do you need the choices?
I do.
Mother Talzin? Ashash Ventresh?
That's the best pronunciation of that ever.
Ashash Ventresh?
Jabba the Hutt?
Nope.
And Count Dookie?
I wondered how long it would take for you to do that.
Count Dooku.
I'm going to go with Ventress because I think that came from a TV series.
Nope.
Dang it.
At least we have revenge.
At last we have revenge?
Or at last. At last.
No, nope, that's not the right thing.
We have revenge.
Let's see.
I liked At Least We Have Revenge. That was like a cool Hallmark card.
Right.
Like, you're like, so sorry, life has been unkind to you right now. And then you open it. At least we have revenge.
I'm going to go with General Hux.
General Hux?
Dang it. I am just botching this horribly.
I am thrilled. Count Dooku. Dookie Dukes may have taught you how to swing a lightsaber, General, but that hardly makes you my equal.
Crap.
That's exactly Captain Crap.
go through the choices because that's going to narrow it down.
Maul, Darth Sidious, Mother Talzin, and Ashash Ventresh.
No. It's probably going to be Sidious because the others didn't necessarily see him. What? Oh.
I can't wait. Your lightsabers.
General Grievous.
You don't even let me let
Sorry.
The fans at home.
Sorry, my bad. Go ahead, read the question.
Excuse me. How did General Grievous sound? With deep voice, high pitched voice?
More deep and robotic. He was like a cyborg.
Your lightsabers will make a fine addition to my collection.
It's Grievous. Just click forward, please.
Okay.
We need to finish these questions.
You have the spirit of a true Jedi.
My options?
Your options be Darth Sidious, Supreme Leader Snoke, Kylo Ren, or Darth Vader.
It's Snoke.
Snoke. Right, you got it. In time, the suffering of your people will persuade you to see our point of view.
Choices?
General Grievous, Governor Price, Grand Admiral Thrawn, and Newt Gunray. That's a cool name. What's Newt Gunray's deal?
He is one of the Trade Viceroy.
You got it, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll show you the dark side. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, that's...
The choices are Darth Vader, Snoke, Darth Sidious, and Kylo Ren. It could be anyone. I'm sure they've at some point muttered the same...
In some way, shape, or form. Probably Kylo Ren.
All right, let's see. Boom, got it. They will be architects of their own destruction.
Ooh. All right, I'll take the choices. I think I have an idea.
General Hux, Newt Gunray, Grand Admiral Thrawn, and Admiral Trench.
Let's go with Hux. That seems like a very Hux statement.
Nope, it wasn't. All right, here we go. Number 15. Did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the
Plagueis.
Wise? What is it?
It's Darth Plagueis the Wise.
Mm-hmm. Darth Plagueis the Wise.
And I'm pretty sure I know my choices, but go ahead.
Snoke, Darth Vader, Palpatine. Darth Bane.
Bane never made it.
10 out of 15.
I mean, I'm
but
somewhat disappointed.
It didn't tell me what you got wrong.
You can't see wrong answers? I know what I got wrong.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it didn't. Wow.
I don't get the right answers? That's disappointing.
No, you just have to go watch the entire franchise again today. But how long would it take if you... How long would it take if you had to watch all of it?
24 hours, probably. It's 9 movies.
Uh-huh.
If you don't include the TV shows. Yeah, that includes the nine movies in the Skywalker trilogy. 1 through 9.
Uh-huh.
Call it 2 to 2.5 hours each.
Okay.
24 to 28 hours, probably.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have the... Can you guess the Star Wars monster? But that's a little easier to do if you're...
Well, it's picture-based, too.
Yeah, for... Okay, match the quote to the Star Wars hero. You want to do the good version of that? Okay.
If we got time, we could do that.
I mean, we have all the time in the world. Really,
well,
seriously.
I mean, technically that's true, but...
Somebody has to save our skins.
Ahsoka Tano?
Nope.
Dang it.
But see, we'll never know what the true answer was. Thanks, StarWars.com. Women always figure out the truth. Yeah, we do. We sure do. You flip that phone upside down.
What are my choices?
I don't know what it is. Luke Skywalker, nope. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Han Solo, and Lando.
Lando.
Oh, Lando. No.
No, it must have been Solo. Probably. I remember the conversation. I don't remember who said what.
Probably Solo. Fear is the path to the dark side.
That would be Yoda.
Okay. I choose to live for my people.
That was Queen Amidala.
No.
Bull.
Well,
language.
Yeah.
Oh, that was tough. Yeah.
We are the spark that'll light the fire that'll burn down the First Order. We didn't start the fire.
I think I know what that's from. Go ahead and give me the list.
Rose Tico, Poe Dameron, Admiral Holdo, and Admiral Ackbar.
That's a crap. That's Ackbar, yeah. No, Poe Dameron made the comment, though.
Poe, yes. I am not afraid. I mean, come on. Can we be... Well, one of the choices is Chewbacca.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't him. Yeah, that did not translate. I'm not afraid. All right, well, give me the other three then, because we know it's not that one.
Anakin Skywalker, Han Solo, and Luke Skywalker.
Probably Anakin.
Anakin. Nope.
It's Luke. Dang it.
For too long, I have watched the heavy hand of the Empire strangle our liberties, stifling our freedoms in the name of ensuring our safety.
Who said it?
Who said it?
That'll be the game. Who said it? Give me liberty or give me death. Who said it?
Run it down.
God, Leia.
I feel so bad right now.
Organa. Bail Organa. Mon Mothma. Who comes up with these names in Obi-Wan Kenobi?
George Lucas.
Are they just sitting there like, look at that moth about to go into that bug zapper? Yeah, it's a great name. Moth. Mothma. Mon Mothma.
Apparently, there was a whole lot of lore and books written after the movies that fleshed all this out. But that's...
Did it? Guess what I'm not adding to my summer reading list?
I have no doubt.
Do you have these books?
No.
Christmas ideas. Yeah.
Let's go with Bail Organa.
Oh, Bail. Nope.
Oh, my God.
Are you proud of me, Master? 50 Shades of Grey.
No.
Christian Grey.
No.
In the surprise room. Do you want the answers?
Yeah, I'm going to need the choices. I feel like I need them for all of them because everything I thought I knew
I'm
was
sad that
in
you
question.
Need these. I'm really disappointed. Luke Skywalker. Ahsoka.
Ahsoka Tano.
Oh. Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's totally got to be Anakin. I'm thinking it's Anakin.
That's fine. What difference does it make?
Take my answer.
Rails.
Nope, it's wrong.
It's Ahsoka. Ahsoka was going to be the second.
You still have much to learn, my young apprentice.
That would be Qui-Gon Jinn. I heard that a bunch.
Yes. Your eyes can deceive you. Don't trust them.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes. I've lost my way for a long time, but now I have a chance to change things.
Luke?
Is he an option?
Dang it. All right, what are my choices?
Ahsoka, Tano, Lando, Kanan, Jarrus, and Finn.
Probably Finn.
Finn?
Such a Finn comment.
No, totally not a Finn comment.
Oh, my God, I hate my life right now.
You're incorrect.
Apparently
everything
I have
you've
homework.
Heard about me is true. Ooh, who was it?
What are my choices?
Your choices are Lando, Han Solo, C-3PO. All everything you've heard about me is true. And Luke Skywalker.
Probably Solo.
Solo.
No, that's not what he said.
No, it's not.
No, that's stupid. He's never been that honest.
I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me. Ahsoka Tano.
Mm-mm.
Qui-Gon Jinn, is that right?
Qui-Gon.
I'm sorry.
God.
Plo.
I can't really judge you since
Con?
I can't seem to answer one of these. What?
PLO Con.
Okay.
Plo Koon.
Plo Koon.
Okay. And Shroot Imwe.
Shroot Imwe.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Who? Oh, okay. Shroot. I hear Shroot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sis. The belonging you seek is not behind you, it is ahead. Rey, Leia, Maz Kanata, and Yoda.
Between Leia and Maz on this, I'm going to go with Maz.
That's what I would have picked. Yay, we're right. The garbage will do.
What?
The garbage will do. Like the garbage will do, but then
okay.
It's conjunction.
All right.
Correct English. Rose, Finn, Rey, Leia.
Rose and be wrong.
It is wrong.
Yep,
six out of 15.
I know
so
more villains than heroes. That's not necessarily a shock to me, though.
Really?
Yep.
Did you enjoy the villains more so than the heroes?
Absolutely.
Really? Do tell.
The strategy and the planning is what it's all about. Everybody else is just a little upstart.
Oh, I found one
have
more.
No concept for the planning of how it's all done, and you know nobody worries about the logistics till it's too late. They just want to come in and blow stuff up.
Who said I want chicken nuggies?
The child.
The child. Baby Yoda, he did. You know, that day that you and I were, like, trolled when we thought it was going to be, like, a new, like, trailer for The Mandalorian. Like,
oh,
they were like,
we were
oh.
so let down.
And somebody was
in
just
the
like,
best way.
Yeah. But let's see. What are you most excited to experience at Star Wars Galaxy Edge? What were you most excited to experience there?
Oh, wow.
You built a droid. Several.
Yeah, several.
And a lightsaber.
Probably building the lightsaber. And I'm not going to lie to you. I watched the videos beforehand, so I knew what to expect.
But
and I realized
it's
a spoiler thing. And it was still just as amazing. Like, the entire place it doesn't matter what your level of fandom is, you're going to have your breath taken away when you walk in. Because they have done such a good job. Because
Darth Vader stands there and chokes you.
Now, for what it's worth, I did meet him at one of those little meet and greet things.
What did he look like?
Like that? The guy on the shirt? I mean...
Yeah. Rather tall?
Mask and everything.
Tall?
Yes. Because
that person has to be tall.
Relatively, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know, fun fact, random Geniaism, that if you play something in the world of Disney, you can't say, I'm so-and-so. You have to say, I'm best friends with...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you have to say, like, I'm best friends with Snow White.
And don't let one of the cast members hear you call yourself that, because they will hound you. Because it'll be, oh, are you the princess? I mean, they'll chase you around.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Huh. You start that, and it's on. I mean, you can interact with stormtroopers. Kylo Ren's notorious for that. The girl that we were with, the little six-year-old, made a lightsaber as well, and she's standing out in the lot area, like the waiting area, because the lady who had, spoiler alert, we had not set an appointment, and we may or may not have utilized the six-year-old sob story to get us in line. But as she was standing there with her completed... Yeah, well. She was showing a lady who let us in, because that was the promise. I'll let you in as long as you let me see what you made. So as she's standing there, she's got it, sure as anything, and that lady goes, oh no, and walks off as two stormtroopers walk up. Like, it's that well thought out.
Oh, yeah.
And they just start questioning her. I hope you have that for your collection. And she goes, he just shrugged and he goes, I'm watching you. It's so interactive. The interactive is the best part, because it doesn't seem to matter what you're doing. I had them do that to me on a different day.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny. They'll walk through and they'll just, what are you doing? You look like you're from the Resistance. I just straight trolled them. Didn't matter to me.
Huh.
I don't want anyone to break character, but behind that mask, I can't see their face. They can't, so they know we can't see it. Ugh. So I either want that, where they're just rolling their eyes going, God, what a nerd, or I get them to laugh. And I want one to laugh at me and break character.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to think so. I don't know. But
if you have to study a lot of stuff to be that person?
Yes, ma'am. Cast members have all sorts of training and legwork for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Depending on what your particular location or plant is, if you're one of the princesses, you need to know all the people in the movie in and around you. That's not a shock to me at all.
Hmm. Huh. Interesting. Well, happy May the 4th.
Mm-hmm. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. I like it and know enough, but I'm not like Josh.
Apparently, I don't know as much as I thought I did. This is sad.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute.
Before we wrap it up, though.
Okay.
Favorite movie. Of the ones you've seen, because apparently I've found out that my friends don't necessarily have seen all of them.
I've seen all of them.
Oh, good for you.
But it's one of those, like, I've seen them at least once. You know what I mean? Yeah, to know what...
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So of the first nine, episode 1 through 9, what's your favorite?
Okay, but the original is, like, episode 4.
4, correct? 5, and 6.
Okay. See, at least I knew that.
Yeah. I had a friend tell me today that he had not seen 4, 5, and 6. I felt like a horrible friend.
5.
Mm. Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
Definitely.
We have Tauntauns and stuff in there, right?
Because please tell me that's not what you're basing the whole thing
on. No. I'm trying to go in the back of my mind, like we have the winter.
The Ice Battle of Hoth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the one that I'd have to go. I mean, yeah, he cut open a Tauntaun and slept in it, but it's fine. It's fine. But you got to do what you got to do. But that was my reference point to differentiate. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not the battle of such and such. I'll be like, yeah, the one with ice in it and the Tauntauns.
They had snow.
There was snow there. That's the one they did around Christmas time. That's the one I like.
God.
Santa made an appearance every Christmas. I like to watch the Star Wars episode 5. That's my favorite. And I sound like the ladies' man. So have a great day.
Leon Phelps.
May the 4th be with you. I'm going to go have me a little glass of Cavassier. And ooh, it's a Jedi. Instead of ooh, it's a lady. Ooh, it's a Jedi. Girl, I like them hair buns you got going on there.
I'm not sure what has happened.
And that bikini look good.
I'm not sure what has happened. This is just stop this before it gets any worse.
Have a great day.
It's WAKG's Off-Air Flip.
Off-Air Flip.
with Jinya and Josh.